Sarah, you're very welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Tell me a bit about yourself, first of all. So who are you? Where did you come from?
I'm Sarah Farah and I'm from Liverpool. I came to Ireland in 2022 for work and I'm based down in Kilgarvan / Kenmare kind of area.
Fantastic. And you founded a company, it's called Anvi. Tell us about the company.
Yeah, so when I got here, I was just amazed by all the natural ingredients that would just be perfect for cosmetics. And so I have a little unit in Kenmare and I'm actually a technical development chemist. That's what I do for my job. I've got my master's degree in chemistry and I was working for a specialty chemical distributor. So I was formulating products for other people all around the world and I just thought, I'm going to do it for myself.
Excellent. And it's great to have, obviously, the background knowledge, I suppose, was a huge benefit when you were starting out. You knew what you were doing. You saw a gap in the market and decided, I know what I'm doing, so I can do it for myself, as you said, and just took that leap.
Yeah, well, do you know, I was looking around and there's so many great Irish brands, but there's only really a couple down in Kerry. And so we like to say that we are the ancient wisdom and the modern beauty mixed together. So it's a combination of the natural Irish botanicals mixed together with the cosmetic actives that are made by the big chemical suppliers, but they are natural origin. So the whole skincare range is going to be specifically tailor-made for Irish skin types. And it's going to be natural origin and Irish as well.
It sounds great. Tell us about the name of the business and where that came from. What inspired it, maybe?
What inspired the name is just the pure beauty of Kerry. It's everything about it. You've got mountains, you've got the ocean, you've got lakes, the national park. And where I am in Kenmare, I went outside my unit one day and there was a deer just stood there in the grass just looking at me. So the logo is actually a sort of interpretation of a deer. And Anvi, the traditional old meaning of it is filled with the breath of life, which is exactly what Kerry is.
It certainly is. It's lovely to be inspired by your surroundings. That must invigorate you from day to day.
Absolutely. You can just see ingredients everywhere you go. You walk past them in the street and you're like, oh gosh, that, you know, Prunella vulgaris is self-heal flower and it's been used in this area for thousands of years and it will actually teach your skin to heal itself. So there's just so many things like that. We use natural Irish spring water, so it's got its own mineral composition. And we also use the sage and the nettles, actually, in the toner. So the stinging nettles that you wouldn't want to run into, when you break them down, the components in them, they're good for your skin. They produce skin cell turnover.
Wow, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. It sounds like you're very passionate about skincare. Is that something that you always kind of wanted to focus on, we'll say day one? Is it something that you've always been really interested in?
Yeah, so I was a development chemist for a wide variety of areas. If you want to wax a car or clean an aeroplane, and I know more than any human has any right to know about cows. But yeah, skincare is really where the passion is. And it's just nice. So I have my mum's skin type. So she is a natural redhead with freckles and green hair. And I can't go outside without getting sunburned. And it's nice to be able to develop a product specifically for people like us.
Fantastic. And tell us about the products that you do have then, Sarah.
So we're currently blending three serums, two day serums and one night serum. So one of them is called Hidden Solstice, and it's called Hidden Solstice because there's a key ingredient in there that actually sets off the photoreceptors in your skin as if you were standing in sunlight, and it boosts your vitamin D levels. And it's also a mood enhancer, and it's got all the scientific data to back that up. The night serum has a blue shield technology. So I don't know if you're like me, but you lie in bed with your phone attached to your face and all that blue light is just shining on your skin. And it's bad for your skin, actually. Your skin doesn't know that it's nighttime. So the blue shield technology, it also resets your skin circadian rhythm and it helps you to drift off to sleep a bit easier. The other serum is called Etienne Serum. So she's based on the mythological character Etienne, and she was the most beautiful woman in Ireland, and she was reborn from a body of water. So we use traditional spring water to make it, and also a key ingredient that rebuilds your natural skin barrier.
A wide variety there as well, which is great to see. The business is quite new, so it's great to see that you're so far down the line, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you've got to get the ball rolling, you know. Bills to pay, if you like. But I actually quit my job to focus full time on the business 6 months ago in the New Frontiers program. So I've lived and breathed it every day, 7 days a week for about 6 months now. Yeah.
And how have you found that?
Oh, gosh, I can't speak highly enough of the New Frontiers program, actually. So even just being in a room with other people who are also founding businesses. So you can be having a bad day and it can all be going wrong and they just look at you and like, get it together, come on. There's not much sympathy, but it's great and you can just bounce ideas off people. But also the New Frontiers program allows you to explore the business because they pay you a stipend while you're on the program. So you can just totally dive headfirst into it. And they also introduce you to all sorts of people that you didn't even know what they did. Marketing specialists and digital specialists and just everyone that you could possibly think of.
And I can imagine it's very worthwhile when you're starting out in a business, as you mentioned, you know, you're focusing full time on it now, which is probably a huge benefit anyway. But having these expertise and even other people, as you said, just to bounce ideas off, it must make it maybe a little less daunting, maybe, because it probably is a bit daunting, is it, starting out when you're, you know, facing into something totally new and you know where it wants to go, but just to get it there, I suppose.
Yeah, well, they say like a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, but it's a lot easier if you've got sort of mates to go along with you along the journey. And that's pretty much what New Frontiers has offered me. So, yeah, it's just, it is great to be sat in a room and be thinking, I don't know. I don't know what the next step is. And then you've got 11 other people around the table and they can all just help.
Just going back to the products, you mentioned really that, you know, you're inspired by your surroundings. The different products that we can see, you mentioned the nettles, just things that are there, you know, ready to go. So it sounds like you're really championing Irish and championing Kerry. That's something that's very important to you, I'd say, by the sound of it, is it?
Oh, absolutely. So I know, I'm sure you can tell from my accent that I'm actually from Liverpool, but it's really strange that I'm from Liverpool, but when I got here and they stepped off the plane, it was like being home again. So I'm sure you'll see LFC flags flying in windows and people will stop me and they say, are you from Liverpool, kind of thing. And it became home so fast. And my daughter's actually, my youngest, she'd only just turned one when we got here. So she took her first step in Ireland. She learned her first word in Ireland, and not just Ireland, but in Kerry. So this is home for us and it's really important to me to champion it.
And before you came here, Sarah, did you know about all these ingredients, or was it just from living here and experiencing that you knew, you know, oh, this is here on my doorstep and I can actually use it in the product that I want to create?
To be honest, the one that you hear the most about is the seaweed. So it's in a lot of products and it is great and it's fantastic and it's got all sorts of goodies inside of it. But the materials that are just, you just happen upon them in the national park or even the local park, you know, you stumble upon a patch of nettles or what have you. No, it's not until I was here and looking around and I was like, it really struck me. It was like, wow, it's all here.
It's amazing because I know you mentioned seaweed and I think even, you know, people like myself would kind of know about seaweed and know the benefits of it. But I think the other ingredients, people wouldn't really be familiar with them or wouldn't know that they're just there on the doorstep. So it's really interesting to know that you can kind of pick up anything really and use it with the expertise that you have behind it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for example, we're also making an oil balm cleanser and just the oil in it, it's wild harvested here and it's actually got 30 times the amount of omega-3 in it that a typical oil cleanser would have in it. And that's capable of teaching your skin how much oil to produce on its own. So if you've got oily skin and you avoid oil like the plague, obviously, you should actually be reconfiguring your skin sebum levels. And that one way to do that is to use a high omega oil. So we've blended it into the serum and it's just wild here. It's wild harvested.
That's amazing. I know you use active ingredients. We've been talking a lot about it there. But for someone listening that isn't aware of active ingredients, what's the benefit of them?
So the active ingredients, they are sort of scientifically verified, if you like. So they come with all the data. So like I was saying, Hidden Solstice is a mood enhancer. So I have all the data to back that up, if you like. And all the ingredients will also be independently verified by the Shannon ABC Biotechnology Centre to prove that you will feel better, that you can go to sleep easier, that you will look younger, those kind of things. So the active ingredients, so we all know about seaweed and you can just go find it on the beach and all the ingredients are in it, but as a cosmetic active, it might have been through some processes to refine that, to bring it down, to improve the concentration levels.
And you mentioned 6 months ago you left your job to focus full time on this new business, but when did the idea for this new business, when did that all start? We'll say, how long have you been working on it?
Oh gosh, probably since I first set foot in Ireland. Yeah, I came in 2022 and it was winter actually, so we couldn't go very many places or what have you. But when spring came and Kerry just bloomed and all the flowers grew back and that kind of thing. So I'd say probably March time is when I first got the idea.
Fantastic. And how has it all been going for you? I know you mentioned that the New Frontiers program has been a huge support, but in general with the business, are you happy with the direction it's going in?
I really am happy with the direction, yeah. So we're in product development, but we're in MVP stage, which means that the serums and the oil cleanser, they're all made up, the formulations are ready. They've gone into stability just to check that they'll be okay on the shelf. And then after that, they'll go through challenge testing and verification, and then we'll be able to offer them for sale.
Fantastic. That must be really exciting.
Oh gosh, it feels like a long time coming.
Yeah, I can imagine. And how long does that process take? Like, when do you expect to possibly have them on the shelves?
I'm hoping to have them on the shelves by September.
Oh, fantastic. That'll be really, really soon. And I know you have a website at the moment, or you're working on a website at the moment. So if people want to find out a little bit more, just tell us where they can find out.
Yeah, it's currently under development, but it will be going live in a few weeks. So if you're looking for me, it's armv.com.
And have you any plans for the future now going forward? I suppose you're obviously working to September deadline, I suppose, at the moment to get the product on the shelf. But have you any further plans maybe that you can share for the years ahead?
Oh, yeah. So when we go live and we're on the shelves and everything, I've actually set up a cosmetic lab inside my unit in Kenmare. So we'll be doing a second round of new product development, and we'll be looking at face creams and night creams and eye serums. And we're also going to try and get some SPF protection in there, because where we are, I know the sun isn't always shining on us, but actually it is behind the clouds. And you really want to protect your skin from those UV rays, because that's the fastest way to age.
That's really interesting. And I think it's something that people are really conscious of now. In more recent years, I think especially that, you know, people are wearing more sunscreen, I suppose, under their makeup maybe. But that's great to have it built into the product. I suppose it just makes it a little bit easier for people, doesn't it? It's one less thing to have to do in the morning maybe.
Yeah, it's just sort of like an all-in-one. So if you can get a nice serum out and it's got the SPF in there, then you're just good to go. You can put a little tiny bit of makeup over the top and there you go. You're ready to face the world.
Fantastic. Sarah, it's been lovely talking to you, and the very best of luck. And we're looking forward to September to see the products on the shelves around the county.
Oh, thank you for having me.